Fiona Kelly is here with what it says in the papers.
Four papers feature young girls in pictures carried on their front pages this morning, although they tell three very different stories. The girl on the front of the Irish Sun is peeking through the massive concrete barriers that have been erected outside the former Crown Paints factory in Coolock in North Dublin, following the violent protests that took place there on Monday over plans to accommodate asylum seekers at the disused building. The little girl pictured in her mother's arms in the front of the Irish Independent and Irish Examiner is called Rosie, and her mum is footballer Julianne Russell, who scored the Republic of Ireland's second goal against France in last night's game, in which Ireland was the winning team. The Irish News, meanwhile, features four girls, three sisters, Erin, Moya and Isla Hughes, and their cousin Maisie McKeever, pictured outside the gable wall of a building in the village of Camlock in County Armagh that has been painted white and orange. Ciarán Hughes, the father of the three girls who painted the wall in the wake of Armagh's victory over Kerry on Saturday, says that he's delighted at the response he's been getting. He also says that he expects there'll be lots of pictures taken there between now and the football final against Galway later this month. Returning to the fallout from Monday's violent protests in Coolock, the Irish Examiner leads with the deployment of at least six Garda public order units at the site last night after a crowd of 200 people gathered there and smoke bombs were set off. The Irish Daily Mail reports on a war of words between rank and file Gardaí and the Garda Commissioner after Drew Harris dismissed criticism yesterday that there had been a delay in deploying the public order units on Monday. And for its lead story, the Irish Times reports that the government has identified more than 30 buildings which can be converted into accommodation centres for asylum seekers. The conclusion of a Department of Housing review that the government should incentivise developers to build more homes for the rental sector generates the lead story in the Irish Independent. Yesterday's announcement by Leo Varadkar that he won't be contesting the next election receives widespread coverage today. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror run with the same lead story about a supposed plot hatched by a far-right gang to kill the former Taoiseach. The Belfast Telegraph leads today with the purchase of Belfast's former Crumlin Road courthouse by a prominent Orange man and property investor. It's reported that David Mahon, who led the Order's recent parade in Rosnaula, County Donegal, plans to turn the listed building into a hotel. The Times and Examiner both give front page coverage to a projection from the CSO that our population could exceed 7 million in just over 30 years' time. Tax discs displayed on windscreens of cars and vans are soon to become a thing of the past. That story is covered in a number of today's papers, as is a study carried out by researchers at UCC, which found that playing the board game Dungeons and Dragons is good for your mental health. And finally, the Star has two stories about Taylor Swift with an Irish angle. One is about a discreet visit she made to Achill on her recent visit to Ireland. We're told that Swift is a massive fan of the film The Banshees of Inisherin, which is why she wanted to visit the location where it was filmed. The second story, meanwhile, is built around a picture of Swift with her boyfriend, NFL player Travis Kelce, in which he's wearing a type of Garda hat, which we've seen lots of in recent days, since it's one of the ones worn by members of the Garda Public Order Unit. Sandra Mallon reports that after the picture was posted on the Instagram account of another NFL player, it was then reposted alongside a light-hearted comment on an official Garda social media page. The post was quickly deleted, however, and Mallon quotes a member of the Garda press office saying that the picture had been posted in error.
Fiona Kelly, thank you.